I am staying with Sam at the moment in his spare bedroom. Thanks for the room, but I have to air your dirty laundry, mate.
Okay.
Okay. So you have a dog, Raina.
Love her. She's great.
And at the moment, like, she's, what, 1.5, 2 years old?
Yeah, around that age.
So she's going through a growth situation where dogs
she's on
go
heat.
On, she, dogs go on heat, yeah.
Yeah. I know what this is about.
Yeah. You and your fiance.
Yeah.
Buy children's underwear, cut a tail hole in it.
Yeah.
And put it on your dog so that she doesn't drip everywhere.
Yeah, our dog wears undies. Well, because, you know, she has mats and stuff outside. We don't want dog blood all over it. It's just...
But the other day, you go for a walk around the Andergrove Lakes, around the Wake House area.
Do.
You forgot to take the undies off.
I did. I walked a dog with underwear on. Okay, yes, it happened. We are a little over the top when it comes to Raina, but we're not alone.
When, I mean, is anyone else putting underwear on their dog?
I mean, maybe. I hope so. Look, in fact, 1-300-891-929. Yes, we're saying, tell us you're an obsessive pet parent without saying you're an obsessive pet parent. So give us examples of over-the-top things you do. Kayla from Beaconsfield, tell us you're an obsessive pet parent without saying you're an obsessive pet parent.
Well, we have a French bulldog, and everyone knows that they don't really like heat. So we leave the aircon on for her during summer, and we have a doggy door so she can go in and out as she pleases.
Oh my gosh.
And we also leave the TV on for her so that she doesn't get lonely, so that she, you know, feels like that there's someone there.
I mean, she is a French bulldog, and those French are a bit sensitive.
Oh, geez, yeah. Weird attacks at the French. What do you play a particular show on the TV?
No, we just put the music on for her.
Oh,
kind of like the radio listening type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Maybe she put some cartoons or something. Maybe she'll enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Or feel free to leave Star 101.9 on for your dog if you want.
Oh, yes, good one, Sam.
Well, that's exactly right.
Oh, she was already doing that.
Yeah.
You ain't you, Kayla?
Yes.
It was like, end this now, I've got to go. No, Kayla, I love that. That's proper spoiling. I do the same with the radio for my dog. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Renee from Rural View, tell us you're an obsessive pet parent without saying you're an obsessive pet parent.
Well, since it's been cold, I've been waking up very early hours in the morning and tucking my dogs back into bed.
Oh, my God. Renee. Oh, my. No. Have they got their own bed, though?
They have a doghouse and they kind of share a couch, but they won't both fit in the doghouse, and they've got a doona and they both have doggy jumpers.
What sort of dogs are these? Are they long-haired or short-haired?
They are short-haired. They're both American Staffies.
Yeah.
They're tough. They've got the meat.
No hair. I hear you. You got to look out for them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've also got 2 cats and 2 horses.
Oh.
You don't tuck the cats in, do you?
No,
she totally does.
No, the spoke for itself on that one. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.